Reading from Antyalila, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts prasad from his devotees. Reading from text 133, Krishna willing, to the end of the chapter. From time to time, Advaitacharya and others would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for home-cooked rice and varieties of vegetables. They offered pungent preparations made with black pepper, sweet and sour preparations, ginger, salty preparations, limes, milk, yogurt, cheese, two or four kinds of spinach, soup made with bitter melon, eggplant mixed with neem flowers, and fried patal. They also offered phulbhadi, liquid mung dal, and many vegetables, all cooked according to the Lord's taste. Jagannathera prasad one kori te misrita, kahan eka yayena kahan ganera sahita. They would mix these preparations with the remnants of food from Lord Jagannath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitations, he went sometimes alone and sometimes with his associates. Devotees like Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Srivas were all of the Brahmin caste. They would extend invitations to the Lord. Vasudev Datta, Gadadhar Das, Murari Gupta, the inhabitants of Kulinagram and Kanda, and many other devotees who were not Brahmins by caste would purchase food offered to Lord Jagannath and then extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The inhabitants of Kulinagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda Vasu, were not Brahmins by caste, nor were the inhabitants of Kanda, such as Mukunda Das, Narahari Das, and Raghunandan. Therefore, they would purchase prasad from the market where the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food was sold, and then extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, and others who were Brahmins by caste would cook at home when they would invite the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed the etiquette then current in society by accepting only prasadam cooked by members of the Brahmin caste, but on principle he accepted invitations from his devotees, regardless of whether they were Brahmins by caste. Now hear about the invitation Sivananda Sen extended to the Lord. His eldest son was named Chaitanya Das. When Sivananda brought his son Chaitanya Das to be introduced to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about his name. Chaitanya Dasa Nama Shuni Kaha Gaurarai Kiba Nama Duranatha Bujana Najai. When the Lord heard that his name was Chaitanya Das, he said, "What kind of name have you given him? It is very difficult to understand." Sivananda Sen replied, "He has kept the name that appeared to me from within." Then he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. Sivananda Sen had brought very costly remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. He brought it in and offered it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sat down to accept the prasad with his associates. Because of Sivananda Sen's glories, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate all kinds of prasad to honor his request. However, the Lord ate more than necessary, and therefore his mind was dissatisfied. Ara dina Chaitanya dasa koila namantrana praboda abhishta bhuji anila vyanjan. The next day, Chaitanya Das, the son of Sivananda Sen, extended an invitation to the Lord. He could understand the Lord's mind, however, and therefore he arranged for a different kind of food. He offered yogurt, limes, ginger, soft bara, and salt. Seeing all these arrangements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Purport. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Das understood the Lord's mind. Therefore, He arranged for food that would counteract the heavy meal the Lord had eaten the previous day. Later in life, Chaitanya Das became a very learned Sanskrit scholar and wrote many books. Among these books, his commentary on Krishna Karnamrita is very famous. There is another book called Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a work of Sanskrit poetry. It is said that this was also composed by him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this was after he had been offered the food just exactly according to the circumstance by Chaitanya Das. He said, "This boy knows my mind. Therefore, I am very satisfied to accept his invitation." After saying this, the Lord ate the rice mixed with yogurt and offered Chaitanya Das the remnants of his food. The 4 months of Chaturmasya passed in this manner, with the Lord accepting invitations from his devotees. Because of a heavy schedule of invitations, however, some of the Vaishnavas could not get an open day on which to invite the Lord. Every month, Gadadhar Pandit and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had fixed dates on which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept their invitations. Gopinath Acharya, Jagadananda, Kashishwara, Bhagawan, Rambhadra Acharya, Shankara, and Vakeshwar, who were all Brahmins, accepted invitations to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him food cooked at home, whereas other devotees would pay 2 panas of small conch shells to purchase Jagannath Prasadam and then invite the Lord. At first, the cost of Jagannath Prasadam for an invitation was 4 panas of conch shells, but when Ramachandra Puri was there, the price was cut in half. The devotees who came from Bengal stayed with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 4 consecutive months, and then the Lord bade them farewell. After the Bengali devotees departed, the devotees who were the Lord's constant companions at Jagannath Puri stayed with the Lord. Thus, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, "I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted invitations and how he accepted and tasted the prasadam offered by his devotees." In the midst of that narration are descriptions of Raghava Pandit's bag of food and the dancing in the temple of Jagannath. One who hears about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will certainly attain ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without fail. Narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities are just like nectar to hear. Indeed, they satisfy both the ears and the mind, and one who tastes the nectar of these activities is certainly very fortunate. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ends this chapter by saying, "Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das." Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada ends by saying, "Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, 10th chapter, describing how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the prasadam offered by his devotees." Hare Krishna.